This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to another installment of our ongoing feature series, Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and each week we take a look at the creative industries in Washtenaw County and bring you the voices and experiences that help shape our life in the arts, our quality of life, and the local economy. Now, as you well know, COVID-19 is having a devastating impact on all of the above. Our content partner in Creative Impact is the Arts Alliance and its president and CEO, Deb Pollock, who serves as my co-host. Thank you very much for putting this all together remotely, Deb.
Well, David, you know, we've been separated for 6 weeks, and unlike a divorce, I really miss you. I wish we were back together.
Soon enough. When it is appropriate, we will do that, and I will look forward to it.
So I imagine that your inbox and media feed is just overflowing with all sorts of news releases and information.
Of course.
And I know it's hard for me to cipher through it all. Imagine it's the same for you. But, you know, something caught my eye the other day, Tuesday, this headline from Michigan Medicine's newsletter jumped right out at me, and it said, Gosh Exhibition Provides Respite for Faculty and Staff. And, you know, I got kind of emotional thinking about the overstressed medical staff finding even a moment of relief right now.
I can't even imagine.
I know. So I had to call my friend Elaine Sims, the director of Gift of Art at Michigan Medicine, to invite her back to Creative Impact, because I knew we would want to learn more about how Gifts of Art is helping the medical staff at the University Hospital. So let's welcome Elaine back.
In fact, Elaine, welcome back to Creative Impact. I thank you for the time.
Thank you. Lovely to be in your living rooms or wherever you are.
Yeah, most people are exactly there, maybe the kitchen. But Elaine, Gift of Art, like other similar programs in hospitals and medical facilities across the world, infuses the arts into the healthcare. It serves as an assist and enhancement to the healing process by reducing stress, supporting human dignity, and renewing the spirit. U of M Hospital has exhibit galleries. Pre-COVID-19, many of the programs were of the high contact sort, with performers, bedside music, and lots of volunteers. Outside of the art exhibits in the galleries, what are you even able to offer now?
Well, you know, David, it was interesting. We thought that once we could no longer, or my staff and I could no longer be present in the hospital, that the kinds of programming we did would just have to go on hiatus. So what we did initially before we were no longer able to be present is, for example, we happen to have changed all the art galleries in the hospital. So we have brand new exhibits up, which was nice to have. And encouraging to have brand new art to look at. And then my bedside artist put together a care package for every single unit in which they put our original art coloring books, crayons, our art kits that we design and make ourselves. They're all self-contained, and a letter of encouragement and hope. And they got these to every single unit. And we thought, well, when those run out, you know, that will be what it will have to be until everything gets lifted. But in fact, what happened was within 2 weeks, we started getting requests and pleas for more art for the floors that the patients who, as you know, cannot have visitors. They cannot leave their rooms. They're going stir crazy. That's an extra burden on staff who are already stressed and kind of at their limits. So we found a way to find a clean room and go in and stock it with all kinds of art supplies and kits and coloring books and a methodology for getting things picked up and taken safely to the units. And we thought, okay, that's a month's supply. And within 2 weeks, we got more requests. So we're doing this. Actually, my staff are going in every couple weeks to restock that room. So that's just for the bedside art program.
So it's actually more in demand almost than it is during regular times.
Well, we were quite surprised, I have to say, surprised and pleased, because we have been around for over 30 years, and I like to think that we're part of the culture of the hospital and the health system, but I still was very surprised. I got a call or an email, I can't remember which, when they were setting up the 1,000-bed field hospital, which fortunately is on hold, and we hope we'll never have to use it, but we did set it up. And I got a call that within 3 days, they needed 1,000 of our coloring books, crayons, art kits. We have lullaby CDs we've made in the past. Again, note, letter of encouragement and hope. And we put those all together. We got them in 3 days and put in kits for the field hospital and arranged to find free nature programming that would be visual images on the track and tennis building, flat screens with kind of new agey, gentle music for bedtime and nap time, and kind of had those things all ready to roll. So I was quite impressed with the fact that we were reached out to. And then right after that happened, our Office of Staff Resiliency contacted us about relaxation rooms that they're trying to set up for our incredibly stressed and overworked staff. And again, we were invited to find access to music, to relaxation ideas and art, perhaps simple projects, coloring that could be in these rooms to help staff. So I've been very impressed that we are part of the solution and have been thought of, that we're part of the family of what we provide to our patients and our families.
As they say, the show must go on, and it's going on bigger and better than ever. You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU with Deb Pollock of the Arts Alliance. Our guest is Elaine Sims, Director of Gift of Art at Michigan Medicine, and we're talking about how ongoing hospital art programs, known to offer healing benefits to patients, such as shorter hospital stays, pain management, and less medication, are also now helping hospital staff on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's helping find respite, comfort, and diversion.
So, Elaine, nearly half of the nation's healthcare institutions offer these kind of programs and benefits that David just noted, and you belong to a national leaders network of these programs, and you're having regular conference calls. What are you hearing and learning from your colleagues during this COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, we're all in the same boat because we're all suddenly switching mainly to virtual, and many of us are new at it, some further along than others. So it's a wonderful group of professionals who really share with each other. So we've been having Wednesday calls, and our National Organization for Arts and Health has created a source database where people can post what it is they're doing and share that with other practitioners and programs like ours here. And one of the ones that we're looking into borrowing, for example, is we have monitors all through the hospital that basically display information, you know, when the bus is running, what visitors are coming, you know, what's happening in the hospital that you should be aware of. And what they did at the University of Chicago hospitals is interspersed with that is a recording of a past performance in their lobby, and it may be a 3 or 4 minute piece of music that suddenly plays, so that even though the halls are empty, and they are empty, it's pretty strange to walk through the hospital now, you can suddenly have music. Another idea is that some of the COVID patients are staff themselves, and although we can't necessarily reach patients yet this way, although we're exploring how, Shands Hospital in Florida is looking into doing virtual music visits to their own employees who are now ill. So because of HIPAA and other things, it's easier to start that way and figure out how we can do this and virtually through Zoom.
There is a lot of work that is yet to come as we continue to negotiate our way through this pandemic. And obviously, you're going to be looking at new and creative ways to do exactly that. But when you and your staff sit back in a moment of reflection, what are you most looking forward to once you're able to get back full-time onto the medical campus and start having those personal interactions again?
Well, the musicians, for example, we have weekly Zoom meetings all together, and of course I'm in touch with everyone daily, but the musicians are so anxious to get back. They've been recording music at home, and we have a playlist that we've put together that will be accessible online. We're still doing concerts, but we're doing past recordings that we're streaming on our Facebook page. But they're just anxious to get back on the floors and get up there with the patients. Coincidentally, we have been working on a new system of delivering our art cart program, which is a lending library of poster art for patients to, you know, look at while they're in their rooms. They select it. It's their choice, sense of control. And so we have been working with School of Information students this past semester, coincidentally, we didn't know we'd be needing this so quickly, on how we can deliver that kind of service virtually, still have a visit, we hope, with a live person eventually, like a docent who would take you through visits to museums and compendiums of different kinds of arts and have conversations with you. So that's kind of speeded up some of those processes.
Let's hope that that's sooner than later. And what we can say, because of Gifts of Art and the work that you and your staff did in preparation, you're really, really having an impact. So we hope you take comfort for that good work. And we want to thank you for being on our show. And we wish you and your staff and everyone you're treating just to be well.
Yeah, thank you very much for the time and for your input and for the work that all of you are doing.
Well, thank you. I know that my staff and I appreciate the time with you.
Our guest today was Elaine Sims, Director of Gifts of Art at Michigan Medicine. And Deb Pollack, thank you for your remote participation today. We'll talk again next week.
Yes, we certainly will, and we'll look forward to having another creative conversation. Be well, everyone.
Deb Pollack is President and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our partner in Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.